You're listening to the BBM Global Network with 25 years in broadcast audio and video production. Our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of Internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bbmglobalnetwork.com. The BBM Global Network. Your voice is now heard.
Welcome to Hot Life, Hot Love with your host, May Vu. May is ready to talk to you about relationships, dating, and sex. This is the show that is inspiring and will let you be as big as life wants you to be. Now, sit back and get ready to learn and enjoy Hot Life, Hot Love with your host, May Vu.
Good evening, everyone. This is May Vu of Hot Life, Hot Love Radio. You are listening live on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I have another awesome conversation for you tonight. I have to be honest, I have never talked about this publicly on radio before, and I have done other radio shows. It's because I don't have issues with this. So to me, it's very invisible, and I don't have much relationship to this. I feel really blessed about it. I have seen it really bad for some people. So I'm really excited to be addressing this topic tonight, and I'm keeping it suspicious and mysterious so that we can build some mystery here. I have with me Dr. Denicia Hilton. She is an NCCAOM, board-certified diplomat of the Oriental Medicine and Acupuncture Physician, specializing in Oriental reproductive medicine. She is known as the Period Whisperer. Yep, period, as in your monthly thing. I know my sound engineer is probably so excited to hear that we're going to talk about the period tonight. Anyway, and for those who menstruate and having difficult time with that, I have a client, a friend who has a really hard time with these issues, and it impacts her life tremendously, and it impacts all of us around her because it's so bad. So I have a lot of questions, and I'd like to bring Dr. Denicia in. Come on in, Dr. Denicia.
Hi.
What is it like to be called the period whisperer?
It's actually, I like it. I think it's quite hilarious in a funny way. And just because of how funny it is, it gets people, get their attention. And it kind of started because I was literally just helping women and those who menstruate to have better cycles. And all of a sudden, you know, even if I'm in public, they would start whispering to me because they were embarrassed to be talking about it aloud. And so it kind of became this interesting concept. It's like I'm kind of whispering to the uterus as you keep whispering to me in public, even though we want you to just talk about it openly.
Yeah, so there's a double entendre or whatever that word is, right? So it is true. We whisper this topic. We don't talk about it loudly. And for some reason, we have so much conditioning to think of it as an ew topic rather than this is so beautiful and so natural and it happens. And I happen to like my period, but I know lots of people just find that very inappropriate to speak out loud. And the typical reaction is, ew, don't bring that to the dinner table kind of thing.
Right. And it's shocking to me, especially as I continue to talk about it very openly. But mm-hmm. I grew up where we really didn't talk about it either. So I kind of came into it on my own to be able to talk about it openly. And it was a shocker to my mom, for sure, because she didn't want to really talk about it. It was kind of, here's some books, read that, and let me know when it happens. That's how it happened.
So patients come to you, with painful periods, fibroids, fertility challenges, amenorrhea, menopausal symptom, and there's also like pre or postnatal and postpartum depression and all this stuff. So it's like you have a wide range to support a woman around this whole reproductive system.
Right. It's pretty much anything that's in that lower abdominal cavity that can happen.
Down there.
It's all right there, yeah. And so many, there can be so many disorders or conditions, syndromes, and everything that kind of comes from that one area, which is why, I try to implore people, like you said, it's a blessing. It's great. It's a good sign if you have a healthy cycle that other things in your body are actually going very well. So if you can only imagine, like, that's the area that can bring forth life. And mm-hmm. you want that to be functioning, you know?
Yeah. So how did you get started in this department? Were you suffering yourself or...
Yeah, I actually had painful periods myself growing up, and I, just like mostly everybody else this year, take some Aleve or ibuprofen and use a heat pad, drink some tea, and while I still use some of that as far as the heat pad sometimes or the tea, I actually really don't need to as mm-hmm. much because I've used herbs and I've used acupuncture. When I'm exercising, my cycles are so much better as well. And I fell into that specific area as I was in school because I was just getting my regular acupuncture done to keep me on top of my game with all the intense studying. And I started realizing my cycles are getting better. And I'm like, what's going on? And then I realized that was like the only thing that I really had changed was adding acupuncture and herbs. And I was like, why don't other people know about this, that this is a possibility? Because I too have been to the OBGYN for my annual, and they ask, how many days apart, are you cramping? Do you want birth control? And I was put on birth control patch, and I ended up with a breast tumor. And so I associated with that, and because of the just freely handing out hormonal contraceptives without like full disclosure of side effects. Like imagine being a teenager fresh off your first year and you're told we need to get you in for surgery because this lump is there. And you're like, what? And it was a shocker to me and definitely life-changing for sure.
Yeah. I want to talk about these pills later in the show because I my daughter is coming of age and she, we're looking at how to help her with preventing pregnancy as she explores sex, and it's like, so I want to talk about that a little bit later in the show. But so I have a listener, she sent in her question ahead of time and she asked, why did this happen to her? This PMS symptom such as insomnia, anxiety, restless energy, extreme fatigue, anger, irritability, hard to focus. She can't think clearly despite, doing everything, meditation, yoga. But like, why did this just start after the age of 38, after she gave birth?
Oh, so it was after birth. Okay. I had a bunch of questions, and that was a big one right there, is that so many women talk about how their cycles change significantly after birth. And from an Eastern medicine standpoint, that was a time period where you lose a lot of your own energy, like your chi, your life force, and your essence. We lose a lot of blood during that process. And if you are not in a place where you could properly nourish yourself, replenish yourself, and, you know, depending on what society you're living in, what country, there are countries that, you know.
So I have to interrupt you. We have to go on a break. But when you come back, I want to hear the answer, the rest of the answer to this question. It's like, why did it start with after pregnancy? You are listening to BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. This is Hot Life, Hot Love Radio, and I am Mayvu, your host.
Do you ever wonder why certain things are happening in your life? How to start a business or a new direction? Need answers? Astrologer Bonnie Perbula can help you reveal your true self and gain strength and focus so you can achieve greater joy and success. Working with a natal birth date, time, and location, Bonnie brings out qualities to aid you in getting the best from your life. She can help you unlock dormant traits to bring you greater awareness. Bonnie also conducts public speaking engagements to educate aspiring astrologers on their journey to the stars. A gifted artist, Bonnie bridges her talents and recently launched a line of Astro Bears, uniquely created in colors of individuals' astrology charts. She also makes one-of-a-kind necklaces of crystal beads and woven thread. To learn more about the world of Bonnie Perbula, go to BonnieGPerbula.com. And for astrology consulting, visit AstrologyConsultants.com or call or email her at 808-526-1536 or BonnieGP@AOL.com.
Essential Nutrients LLC is the brainchild of entrepreneur Barbara Burns. Inspired by a desire to help others, Barbara worked with a team of scientists to develop unique nutritional liquid supplements with the goal to improve the quality of your life. Glucosamine, zinc, and calcium are essential to well-being, and this is the focus of Essential Nutrients LLC. Whether you're a professional athlete, weekend warrior, student, business owner, or homemaker, Essential Nutrients offers products for everyone, including the family pet. And they're easy to take, no pills. Health requires commitment, exercise, a good diet, proper supplementation, and action. So take action today and get your supply of essential liquid nutrients by visiting www.essential-liquids.com. Don't put off your health any longer. Take essential products today and start to measure the difference.
We are back. This is Mayvu, your host for Hot Life, Hot Love Radio. We are live on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. The purpose of this show for me is to bring you all sorts of conversation to help make your life hotter so that you can have hotter love, a hotter business, anything, even hotter parenting. Everything that we do, I believe, has to be hotter. And one of the things that really gets in the way of a woman having a hot life is a period. If it's a bad one, and if you have a lot of pain, I've seen it knock women out completely. And one day they're rational, and the next day they're completely irrational. And it doesn't just last one day. It lasts like a week or two. And during that time, it's really hard to work with them and to be in relationship, because I really, like, she's completely irrational. So before break, Dr. Denicia was saying that, you know, after birth, it has a huge impact to the woman's body. So can you start that one again, Dr. Denicia, and talk about what happened to our body after birth in the, from the Chinese medicine perspective?
Sure, yes. So like I was saying before break, when we get ready to have our baby, and you start that laboring process and you go through that birthing process, no matter how short, no matter how long, you're still going to have this baby. And with that baby, women lose a lot of their chi, which is like their life energy force, and mm-hmm. they lose a lot of essence and blood that goes along with that process. It's a natural process, yes. Mm-hmm. So with that said, in Chinese medicine, we super, super encourage you to take the downtime that you need to replenish and nourish yourself. And So
wait, I'm sorry. There's a contradiction to what you just said. Because after you give birth to a baby, there is no downtime. It's all uphill. And, you know, it's like, I remember when I gave birth to my daughter, it was like being hit by a truck 5 times in a row. You know, first you pop this thing out, and then you have to learn to breastfeed, and then you have to learn to change diaper, and then she's got jaundice or whatever, and oh my God, it was endless. So where do we get time to downtime and rest?
So, and that's going to be a cultural thing, right? So in the East, you have full family support. There's going to be somebody there to help you and to even take care of things around the house. Helping you with if there's breastfeeding questions or even just changing diapers, washing diapers if you're a cloth diaper, or, you know, doing all those things that so you don't have to worry about it, so that you can sleep, so that your only purpose is to actually rest, eat, in which case they're even feeding you. You know, they're cooking for you, feeding you, and nurse, and that's, like, that's all that they want you to do. Over here in the States, it's not like that. You're right. It's totally not like that. And then we end up paying that price. And then because we're so into social media and comparing ourselves to someone else and saying, oh, this is what a perfect mom is. This is super mom. This is superwoman. And all of that, it's like, no, you need to go internal. This is a time to go internal and quiet down. It is okay to not post pictures, or it's okay to not have to answer all of these people about when the baby was born and, oh, let me see now, you know, let me see this. And so it's that expectation, and you can prep for that by prepping your family, getting your partner on your side. Your partner starts fielding people for you so that you can take that downtime for yourself. And a big, in the West, postpartum doulas are actually, they're coming up, they're becoming more popular because we're not living in as a whole family unit anymore. And it's just you and then your partner and your kid, where there are some families where they might have a grandparent that's there, or they bring in a grandparent for a while, or an aunt, uncle, whoever. But for those that don't have that luxury, you can actually hire a postpartum doula. And that's what she does. She comes in, looks and sees where you might need help. She's not there to cuddle a baby unless you want her to. Her whole purpose is to support the family and to learn how to adjust with having an infant in the household. She might help clean up. She might help with bottle feeding if you're bottle feeding versus nursing. She might help with other things. And one of the biggest aspects in one of the advantages of having a postpartum doula is she's also looking out for signs of postpartum depression, because then she's going to be able to get you help or call that to your attention or your partner's attention sooner, so that you might be able to have some treatment done much faster than it getting worse later on.
And so I'm a little stuck on the postpartum depression. What create postpartum depression?
It all goes, in Chinese medicine, it all goes back to the loss of blood and qi. So if you had a let's say you had a tube, right, and it was closed on either end. If you had that tube and it was just full, so it was full of whatever fluid you might have in there, and it's just kind of going through. Well, when you give birth, that filling of the tube, it decreases, right? Well, that decrease in the energy, in the qi, and in the blood, there goes a lot of nourishment of tissues, that's fresh oxygen, that's these blood cells that can actually replenish your body and get rid of the old stuff, bring in new, it circulates hormones, like all of that is in that, but you just lost a lot of it during the birthing process. You can regain it, but your body needs time to regain it. And So you just want to allow that process to occur. And there are different things that you can actually, you can incorporate outside of a postpartum doula, but there are some things you can incorporate to help bring that process a little bit faster for you.
All right. Thank you. So we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to find out more on how to replenish our body so that we can start turning this this situation with the PMS symptoms that really knock you out. This is BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. You are listening to Hot Life, Hot Love. This is Mei Vu, your host. We'll be right back.
Unleash the obstacles that bind you with certified professional coach Joanne Charette, a master practitioner in energy leadership. Joanne can help you break through personal and professional barriers and guide you to a higher level of empowerment and fulfillment. Passionate and dedicated, Joanne engages with her clients on a mutual journey. Her dynamic energy will motivate you to move forward as you partner on a venture to greater results. Isn't it time to make a breakthrough and commit to live the life you deserve? Invest in yourself and let Joanne Charette be the catalyst to the realization of your dreams by making them a reality. Based in Quebec, Canada, Joanne is also a space coach, using social media and Skype to work with anyone, anywhere around the world. Contact Joanne Charette today at 819-360-3266 or email her at actionrealization@live.ca. 819-360-3266. Now is your time.
Animal lover, author, artist, and public speaker, Patricia Daly Leip is a Renaissance woman in her own right. A lover of animals from a young age, Patricia lives on a farm in Virginia and has rescued neglected thoroughbred horses, keeping them or finding them safe havens. She is also a published author, and her books document real-life experiences that she shares in her passionate stories, taking the reader around the world in a colorful kaleidoscope of life. An accomplished artist, Patricia Daly Leip's oil paintings feature animals, portraits, stills, nature, and abstract, and she allows the brush to paint the image in an organic, natural way. A public speaker, Patricia is motivated to continually wonder about life and advocates for all of us to do the same and document our own unique history. To learn more about Patricia Daly Leip, visit www.literarylady.com and www.patricialeip.com or email her at pdleip@gmail.com.
And we're back. You are listening live to BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. This is Hot Life, Hot Love with Mei Vu. We are talking about your period today and how it impacts your life positively and negatively. And I have with me Dr. Denicia Hilton. She is a board-certified acupuncturist and physician who specializes in Oriental Reproductive Medicine. We are still trying to answer the question. How do we, why does this happen to a woman after she gives birth? And how do we fix this? So take it away, Dr. D.
Yes, okay, we're going to answer the question. I have to give you some background information, right? Because that's a big part is when you do have children, the whole system is changed. It just went through something dramatic. And so one of the things is showing signs of this disharmony is that PMS gets worse. So all of those symptoms that listener described are actually symptoms that there is a disharmony and that the blood of the liver needs to be nourished. She wants to make sure that she's getting enough of micronutrients as well, and also checking her hormonal balances. And you can naturally help your own hormones get back in harmony by doing something like feed cycling, or you can do, actually, I love food-based supplements because the body can assimilate and actually absorb those much better. And so there are blood builder herbs or supplements that are out there that would help. Getting enough vitamin D is a huge deal as well. So if you're not able, because it's in the winter months right now, to get out there in the sun, you want to make sure that your vitamin D levels are high enough. To actually have a period is such an intricate process. And the body, it's like all things need to be in the right place at the right time. So any little thing can throw it off. But those key symptoms that she mentioned, which are very common for a lot of women, is just saying that she needs to nourish herself more. Food-wise, you can do bone broth. Bone broth would be amazing. When you think about the bones that we have, the marrow is in our bones, and it actually, that's where some of our blood cell production, our red blood cell production, is done there. Well, when you have bone broth, it's the same thing. That's how a lot of oriental food therapy works, as the body will assimilate what it is that we're intaking. So when you have bone broth, it helps to build blood, helps to build qi, and you can take that bone broth and what I say is just cook anything and everything with it. So if you're having quinoa, use bone broth instead of water. If you're making greens or you're steaming some spinach and you just need a little bit of water, well, why don't you use a little bit of bone broth? You can even sip on bone broth as if it's a tea, so like a cup a day. And after so long, you're going to start to notice the difference because the body's getting replenished more and more and more.
What about for those who are vegetarians?
For the vegetarians, that one is tricky, but it can be done. You still want to definitely stick with your vegetables. Dark leafy greens is going to be the way to go. Also with beans, you really want to stay away from soybeans, not just because of them being highly genetically modified now, but because they're kind of full of these phytoestrogens and the body doesn't really like that as much. But there are also supplements that are vegan supplements, there are gluten-free supplements. You could still do that with whole foods. So it'll literally be the food itself concentrated and pulverized, but you're still going to fill, you want to supplement with those because you're going to fill in some of those gaps. The nutritional gaps that you might have.
Yeah, a little earlier you were just saying about how, I think you said fruit-based supplements or something that was really good for us. Do you remember that part? Like those veggie pills and, you know, my question really is like, I keep thinking that I should be eating the vegetable and not just a supplement. And it sounds like you had some opinion about that, and I'm curious about that.
So I felt the same way. I was like, well, I'll just eat a bunch of this food. And the unfortunate thing is because of our food industry, the quality and the nutritional value of our food has diminished. And so we're not really getting as much as we would have gotten not even like 5 years ago. And so because of that, it's like you're going to have to eat, you know, like 10 cups of greens, you know, to match what was there like 15, 20 years ago. Just because of the pollution, it's affecting our soils, farms are shutting down, things are done, and cold, sterile factories and all of that. It's not really getting the nutritional value that we need. So we end up having to supplement with these outside supplements and just to fill those gaps because it's there.
Awesome. So let's talk about hormonal contraception. I remember, you know, growing up, it was easy. Once I was getting ready to have sex, you know, just go to the doctor, get the pills and done, pop it in and enjoy myself, right? But now we're finding out more and more about contraception. So can you talk about that and what the pills do to the body?
Yeah, so the pills actually depends on which ones that you go with because they have different mechanisms, but they actually will halt and diminish certain hormones that are needed to increase for there to say if there was an action, like you were to have sex and then there was a sperm and egg that came together. These pills would actually not allow the endometrium, so that's the inside lining of the uterus, would not allow that to thicken, and thus that embryo cannot implant.
That's
so
right.
That's how that whole mechanism works, and it does that through not allowing certain hormones to naturally fluctuate and naturally increase and decrease the way that they're supposed to.
And I have to stop you again. Just when things get good, I have to go to break. So when we come back, we are going to talk more about hormonal contraception and how it interferes with our body, natural rhythm, and then what does it do to you when you get older. You are listening live to BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. This is Hot Life, Hot Love with Mei Vu.
Hello, I'm Steve Fagan, and I'm president and CEO of Fagan Associates, but I'm also a life coach. I'm here to help you reach your dreams, goals, and objectives. As a life coach, it's my job to be your support, to be your teammate, to help you understand what is your dream, what is your life passion, and then together, we work as that team to help you reach your specific goals. Life is worth living the best you can be. Working with a life coach, you're fulfilling those dreams and goals is your passion, and it's your way of living. Let me help you do that today. Let me help you really reach the best that you can be as a person and live the life you should be living. I'm Steve Fagan. I'm a life coach, and I'm here for you.
Contact Steve Fagan at FaganAndAssociatesInc.com or call 1-800-239-2701.
And I'll be glad to help you move forward to live the life of success. Reach your dreams, your goals, your objectives. We can do it together.
Patricia Fayeweather Harlow is passionate about the environment and conserving our natural resources. She's written a 5-part book series for all ages called Rock with Rodney and Party with Perky to Preserve Wildlife, which brings awareness through these vibrant characters on preserving and protecting our national parks and historic landmarks. Harlow has launched a campaign to mobilize green supporters in forming a united front against big oil, big coal, and the Keystone XL pipeline, and she addresses the controversial practice of fracking in books 4 and 5. She's determined to bring greater awareness to the dangers of drilling and running crude oil through pipelines that cut through pristine landscapes, and she empowers readers to take action in keeping America beautiful. To learn more about Patricia Fayeweather Harlow and to purchase her books, visit www.patricia-fayeweather-harlow.com. That's FAYEWEATHER, and play your part in preserving the landscape that we all share and love.
We are back. This is BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I am Mei Vu, your host for Hot Life, Hot Love. I have with me tonight Dr. Denicia Hilton. She is a board-certified oriental medicine and acupuncture physician, and she helps women. She is known as the period whisperer because when people talk to her about their period, they go like this: "Hey doctor, my period is weird. What's happening?" And she has to go, why are we whispering? And so what is that? Why is it that as a society, we have a hard time talking about our period normally? Men are not interested in our period. We have shame about our period, and so on and so forth. And this is one of the most important part of life. This is the department that gives birth to babies. And also, you know, energetically, it's also the department that gives birth to ideas and our full enriched life inside us. So anyway, Dr. D, I'm so glad you're here with us. So finish telling us about this thing about the hormonal contraception and how does it work and how and what does it do to the body when you take it for a long period of time?
Yes. So we actually covered the brief basis. So basically they're not going to allow the endometrial lining to thicken enough so that there can be implantation for a pregnancy. And they do that by controlling the hormones. This is why it's a hormonal contraceptive. Over time, though, and you might actually become more and more sensitive to these hormones not being allowed to fluctuate and ebb and flow the way they naturally need to. So that's where, you know, you get all of these side effects. It might be weight gain. Some serious ones are depression. Even to the point that some become suicidal. We also get blood clots that end up going to either the lungs or they'll go to the heart. I mean, there can be some very severe side effects, and it's because these hormones need to fluctuate. That's the purpose. They have to fluctuate, and these pills are not allowing them to do that. Well, those hormones are not just for reproduction. The body actually anything that happens is a cascade of events for other things. Everything is connected. And that's why I love Chinese medicine, because we see everything is connected. So if you mess with one of them, you have to think, how is that going to affect other things? How is that going to affect other functions of the body? And so that's how you get all of those other side effects, because those are, they're dependent on these hormones that you're now saying don't produce. So now we have these, we have a lot of people out there that are having these issues. And then the longer that you may be on it, and then all of a sudden you want to come off because maybe you're done with the side effects, or you're trying to have a baby now. And some are able to bounce back quickly, but a lot do not bounce back as quickly. So it takes a while to even get all of what is happening and circulating. Those pills, they have half-lives. So it takes a while for your cycle to even start to regulate itself, or for you to even start to feel a little bit more normal. And how some know that they're really being affected by their contraceptive is they will stop it, and then over time they start to feel a little bit more like themselves. And I actually had a conversation just this week, actually, with the author of Sweetening the Pill. So if anyone is ever interested in learning more about that industry, Sweetening the Pill is a book by Holly Griggs Ball. And, I mean, wonderful, great resource to check it out. And there are options. If you're trying to avoid from having a baby at this time, you can still do so without using the pill. There's other ways to be able to identify when you're most fertile, so therefore you would avoid having sex during that time.
Easier said than done. That's all I can say.
I know.
Yeah, you know, it really is such a tough. We're such a society of convenience, and so, and we're so forgetful and distracted. Also, I know for myself, I'm 51 years old. I still don't know how to count my cycle. Oh my God, right? So anyway, I still don't understand, and I've been taught this several times now. So anyway, it's just crazy. So what are some options for people aside from counting cycle that they can do, that they can use instead of the hormonal contraception, the pills?
Right. So it's like you said, convenience, right? There are a couple of products that are actually out there that you can use that do make it easy. One of those is Daisy, and DAYSY. It is a thermometer, a basal body temp thermometer. And so after so long, after about a month, it starts to learn you more and mm-hmm. your body, and is able to tell you during these days you're most fertile, right? So all you have to do is stick that thermometer in your mouth. Another one is a fertility tracking bracelet, and you just put that bracelet on your wrist at night, and it's measuring all of these different biometrics of the body that's happening, like perfusion, your heart rate, your sleeping pattern, breathing rate, as well as temperature. And that one is even able to get down, I think it's up to 89% accuracy as far as your most fertile 5 days. So if you're looking for something convenient because you don't want to count, these are things that you could just wear or just pop in your mouth, telling you when you can avoid it.
And how accurate is the Daisy thermometer?
That one is actually very accurate as well. That one's 92% accurate and getting and identifying 5 days, 5.2 days that you're most fertile during your cycle.
Wow. Yeah, I have to admit, you know, I'm asking these questions as a mother who's very, very, I'm right in it with my daughter. So I'm just kind of like, oh man, I got to learn about these things so that I can help her maneuver through this. So I'm so glad that you're here, that we're talking about this.
Yeah, what my pleasure.
What else can she use?
Okay, so she can, neem oil is something that in Ayurveda, they will use that as a natural spermicide. So that is an option as well. Some would actually use, there's a disc that's called Flex. So Flex is was actually designed that you could be able to have sex easier. during your menstrual cycle, but it can also help in blocking sperm from entering into the cervix. But you still want to use a condom as well, because that's just helping you and creating as far as a barrier method. So those are some options.
Thank you so much. We are going to take a short break. We'll be right back. This is BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, and we are live. This is Hot Life, Hot Love Radio and Mayvu. I'm just like still baffled about all these options about birth control here. We'll be right back.
Baby boomers face many challenges, and sometimes you have to reinvent yourself in order to stay on top. Sharon Ball, nurse practitioner and Christian life and wellness coach, can help. Sharon has written a book called Reinventing Yourself Today, and it can help you through the pangs of changing the course of your life. Whether you are looking to stay on track with new goals, a sensible program to help you shed unwanted pounds, or a full kick butt life reinvention, Sharon can work with you. Follow your passions and live each day according to your dreams, and free yourself from the expectations of others. Sharon comes from the heart and shares her own personal journey to reinvention with her clients. Other self-help books inspired her, but few gave her the steps to improve her life, so she created a plan that works. Stress no more. Let Sharon Ball open the door. Sign up for a complimentary life reinvention consultation today at tinyurl.com/get-started-for-free for more of what life has in store.
Hi, my name is Myra Fox, and I am a survivor. I am the founder of the Castle Lewis I Survived Foundation and the author of a series of books entitled I Survived a Murder Untold, which tells the story of my sister and I who were abandoned and left in the care of a woman who beat us repeatedly. Unfortunately, it resulted in the death of my sister, Castle Lewis, which is revealed in a page-to-page chilling story. After spending time in the foster care system, I've documented my suffering and my loss, and ultimately, my survival. I'm blessed to work daily in my community and surrounding areas to give back by helping others and feeding the homeless. I want to spread awareness of the dangers of abuse. You can purchase my books and contribute to the Castle Lewis I Survived Foundation by visiting www.castlelewis.com, or you can call us at 540-999-8401. Thank you.
We are live on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. This is Hot Life, Hot Love with Mayvu. Hey, by the way, I just want you to know that I will be speaking at the Open Center in New York City this coming Saturday night, December 17th, from 7 p.m. to 10. Well, I'm not going to be speaking the whole time. But anyway, so it is a free event, and I would love if you're listening from New York area, come on down and say hi. This is the Holistic Speaker Series and Holiday Bazaar. There's three other speakers with me, and we are going to rock the house. I'm so excited to be in New York City again. And tonight we are talking about the reproductive system, about why the period can be so painful for people. And I just remember too that I'm just in case you don't know, I'm 51, and when I turned 49, my period went crazy, and it bled. I literally bled for 6 months straight. Yeah. I thought I was just like, but I wasn't anemic. I just kept bleeding and bleeding and bleeding and bleeding. It was so strange. And of course, no one know what happened to me. They did the endometriosis test and all this stuff, and no answer from the doctors. So have you come across that, Dr. D?
Yes, and actually, I have something interesting to tell you.
Oh, good.
In Chinese medicine, they have identified that we are on life cycles according to a number of years. And so at the standard number of years for male and female, certain things happen. There would be like major changes. Well, women are on a cycle of 7 years, and you said that happened at 49.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it'll match up, right? The 7 to 7, right? Okay. So you just had like a major health shift. And it probably started perimenopause. Because perimenopause can start about 10 years before you actually go into menopause. And that usually is a key thing, is that the cycle will start to change. I have had some patients that would come in that, fortunately for you, you had enough energy that you could keep going because you said you didn't become anemic. But I have had some that even after just 4 weeks, 6 weeks, and they've been consistently bleeding, they are completely lethargic and completely worn out. And we end up having to totally look at their diet, add as much blood nourishing foods as we can, adding supplements to build blood, and we're adding herbs where I will customize our herb formula for them, just to help the cycle to actually stop and get back on a regular schedule for them. And usually those that happens to, most of the time, they might have endometriosis, they might have PCOS, or they may even have, it might be a complication of fibroids. And of course, they would have gone to their doctor to rule out if there's a cancer or anything else that's also, that could be going on.
Yeah, and I find it so interesting when my doctors were baffled, like as if they've never seen it before. And I'm like, I can't be, it's not a rare thing, is it?
Which part being rare?
You know, like bleeding for 6 months. And it's like the whatever that word is. Yes.
The perimenopause. It's not rare as much as it is that women exhibit the symptoms differently from person to person. Which you have to imagine, like, you're living your life and you're walking your path. You have your own experiences. So you can't expect that the person next to you is going to have the same period as you, or the same menopausal experience or transition as you. So that's why the medicine is so customized and it's individualized, because we have to look at your lifestyle. We need to look at your history. Do you have a history of overworking? Do you have a history of eating a lot of fried foods, high fat? Do you have a history of not exercising? Do you have a history of miscarriages? Like, all of these things play a role into how you are presenting today. So
wow.
We want to make sure that we actually, you know that, and we start learning that about you, so we can really get a good diagnosis and move forward, like help you move forward in getting, you know, that desired regulated cycle or an easier transition into menopause.
So if people want to learn more about this with you, how do they find you?
Yeah, we actually go with the flow.
No pun intended.
Right. On my podcast, which is called The Sisters of Flow. And we talk about this, a lot of the biology part, but we also talk about the public policy aspects, the social activism aspects of it, the economy, the products and services that are available. So we really do talk about anything and everything related to menstrual cycles on there. And you can actually download the app and listen to it from just right there from your phone. Listen to all the episodes. We have an Ask Dr. D segment. So even if you have a question, you can submit the question. There's a lot of things that you can do with the app. So you can download that in both Google Play and iTunes.
And what is the app called? Sisters of Flow or what?
Yep, Sisters of Flow.
Wow. So there's an app called Sisters of Flow that you can download on iTunes or Google Play, you said?
Uh-huh.
Okay. That will let you listen to all the previous episodes and also send in questions. That's a very awesome app.
Yeah.
I love it. And you mentioned that this is like a multi-billion dollar industry. Tell me how they make money out of our misery around this.
They make a lot of money. Oh my gosh. They make money from pharmaceutical companies. And believe it or not, even some of the apps that we use on our phones as period trackers, those are actually funded, or they could have been underwritten by other companies. And if you don't read those terms of service, that we often just say, I agree, and move on without reading it, that they will they'll actually aggregate our data and use it. So, and you agreed to it because you're using it. And they're making money off of products that they're making, whether that's past tampons, disposables, or reusables. They're also making money through education, making money in public policy. The sales tax alone that's on about 40 states, they will repeal. We're working on getting that repealed, but sales tax on our products that we need for something that we biologically have to go through every month.
Okay, we have to take another break. You are listening live to BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. This is Hot Life, Hot Love with Mei Vu, your host.
Escape from Hell, A Woman's Story is a passionate book that tells the true story of author Rhonda Knutson's journey through the darkness and adversity of abuse. The book takes readers on an emotional trail from the depths of despair to the heights of forgiveness and understanding. She was inspired to help others, and her book is a vital tool through this process. Faithful to God and devotional to her beacon of hope, Rhonda Knutson is a perfect example of finding a guiding light that helped her come through the dark and into the light. Her book can assist you in overcoming your challenges with abuse. The publication of Escape from Hell, A Woman's Story is a triumphant achievement, and it can help you take ownership of your own experience of abuse and come through stronger than before. Rhonda is currently working on two more books, Shadows of Corruption and Coast to Coast on a Piece of Toast. To read more about this inspiring author and purchase her books, visit RhondaKnutson.com or go to www.amazon.com.
America is out of control. Today's capitalism and the approach to money is in fact a symptom of a more widespread pattern of excessive behavior. In his book, The Culture of Excess, How America Lost Self-Control and Why We Need to Redefine Success, clinical psychologist Dr. Jay Slosar portrays an America where excess fuels the drive to succeed. Dr. Slosar examines the cultural factors that lead to excess ranging from obesity to fraud to pervasive budget deficits. His book examines the powerful economic and social factors and their impact on our psychological well-being. Dr. Slosar explores the psychological impact of increasing narcissism, perfectionism, self-destruction, and our identity confusion. He offers recommendations for helping Generation Me become Generation We. Those who resist Slosar's message will want to avoid his discussion of regulation and his recent message that at this point, democracy must be more important than today's capitalism. Get his book now online or by visiting thecultureofexcess.com.
We are back. This is BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. You are listening to Hot Life, Hot Love with Mei Vu. If you have not seen my book, The Divorced Mom's Guide to Dating, where I spelled out every step of the way what you've been doing that got you into the divorce in the first place and how you might be repeating your patterns in dating the new guy, this is a place to go to. Check it out on Amazon.com. The Divorced Mom's Guide to Dating by Mei Vu. And we are finishing out this show with Dr. Denicia Hilton. She, at the end of the show, I always like to ask the question, you know, what is one tip that you would like to leave with the listener that will help them build their hot life with hot love when it comes to their period?
I will say, know when you are ovulating. During that time, you are going to be your most charming self. You'll actually be able to get over and feel a little bit more because your face actually softens up. You have these amazing pheromones. And just go out and enjoy yourself. Have fun with whomever it is that you want. Start scheduling your social events around that time because you're guaranteed to have a blast at the time that you're ovulating.
And is that the time that you get pregnant also?
It is the time that you could get pregnant. So if you want to have that kind of fun, and make sure that you know.
The universe is a tricky place, you know. You can have fun, but there's consequence for you. Hey, if they want to find out more about you, where should they go to?
Oh, you can find me at Sisters of Flow, and that's FLOW.com. And you can go to that website. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, all at Sisters of Flow.
Good job on getting your marketing all together there, Dr. Denicia. I'm so proud of you for doing this work and for taking the whisper out of the conversation about your period. Thank you so much for doing your work and for your stand in the world to help us all have better periods and stay in the glow. If you'd like to find out more information about me, you can check me out at two websites, mayvucoach.com or hotlifehotlove.com. Hotlifehotlove.com or my name, mayvucoach.com. And let's see, what else do we need to say to be complete for tonight? I'm just going to repeat what Dr. D is saying. Go out and have lots of fun and enjoy yourself and use the Daisy thermometer or the fertility tracking bracelet so that you don't get yourself in trouble.
Yeah.
Anything else for them?
You know what? That fertility tracking bracelet is called Ava, by the way. And if you forget those names, just go to searchoftheflow.com. They're actually listed as resources in my resource directory.
And how expensive are these things?
Daisy runs about $199, and Daisy is, I think it's $299. And when you look at perspective of looking to conceive, that's fairly cheap compared to going in for IVF and all those lab tests and all of that, considering, you know, the number of days that you're able to use it.
Yeah, or an abortion. So I'm good with that. Yes.
Or a kid.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. Kids is kind of expensive, too. So, you know, what's $200 or $300 for a tool that works and that helps you out? So, love it. Anyway, I will be speaking at the Open Center in New York City this Saturday night from 7 to 10. Come on down and say hi. It's a free event. Have a wonderful week. And, okay, I'll talk to you next week.
You've been enjoying Hot Life, Hot Love with your host, the irrepressible May Vu. Tune in next time when May helps you navigate the tough road after divorce, talks about how you can build relationships and put your life back together so you too can have a hot life and hot love. Join your host, May Vu, next time on Hot Life, Hot Love.
Been listening to the BBM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BBM Global Network Company.